The 10 o'clock hour,
sooner or later indeed,
of Wilde and Tausch begins now. We got Homer coming up at 10:30. We're going to play trivia next. But I do, Tausch, want to ask you, and then we'll get back to this nervousness conversation. I thought Brian had some good insights into what might possibly sort of make him nervous. But he doesn't sound nervous about this team. Is there anything for you that you're nervous about?
No. I mean, the thing that everybody's always going to be nervous about is health. Because
sure,
that's something you
that's
can't
given.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
But I just,
kicker?
And I'm not going to wildy this and say, I just don't know how this team, this is a playoff team. Now, I mentioned something yesterday. I am not going to be disappointed if this team goes 11-6 or 12-5, and even if we get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be disappointed because I don't know right now how, you know, depending on how the season goes, obviously, and who's able to stay healthy. But this is one of those, I want to start seeing the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it from the start to the finish. And, yeah, I mean, obviously we'd love to see them win two playoff games to go to the Super Bowl. That'd be great. Is that the process? We'll see. But to say that if we don't win a playoff game next year, it's going to be some utter disappointment, I'm not in that camp.
Yeah, I agree.
Last year was such a – I kept saying house money because it was. Nobody thought anything. Dallas hadn't lost a game. We sneak into the playoffs as a seventh seed, beat our rival, and then go down to Dallas and absolutely storm them. And then have San Francisco beat. It was, you could not have – I mean, you're always disappointed when you lose a playoff game. But in that case, you were so far ahead of schedule as far as what this thing was supposed to look like. Now I want to see that continued growth as far as where it's going to go. But to think that now we're Super Bowl or bust, I'm just not in that camp yet with this group. But again, it's July 10th. That doesn't mean at Thanksgiving when this team's 13-0, I'm sitting there saying, all right, it's Super Bowl or bust time. But right now, that's why I'm not nervous, because my expectations are this is a playoff team. And if they're not, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Then you will
but
be.
But outside of that, I'm just not, you know, it is what it is. You get in the playoffs, you see what happens.
We've spent a lot of airtime, newspaper print / website bandwidth on the kicking situation this offseason. If you have something to be nervous about, I think that's fair, because even if Greg Joseph, who hit some game winners last year or 2 years ago for the Vikings, wins the job over Anders Carlson, he wasn't that good last year either. So maybe that's on the list, but I don't know. Even that doesn't have me thinking, oh, this is something to really, really be worried about. That's where I stand.
I think depth at running back is something that you can be worried about. You know, can Josh
A.J. Dillon is a third guy.
Is A.J. Dillon somebody you want to be getting a ton of carries to? Yeah, these are all questions that I think are fair, but that's not something that I'm nervous about. I think A.J. Dillon can be very capable if he needs to be.
Uh-huh.
And obviously you got the young kid, Lloyd from USC, who's
Marshawn
also
Lloyd.
In play. So there's... I just think there's too much stuff to be excited about. That's why I'm not nervous at all.
Yeah.
Now, if something happens to Jordan Love, then I'm nervous. But outside of that, I think we're sitting here, and this should be one of the most fun seasons from a Packer fan standpoint, because last year was fun because I don't have a clue what the heck's going to happen.
Agreed.
And anything positive, you feel really good about.
First half wasn't
fun. This year, we're not going to have... There's not going to be the swells and the squalls and the, any other alls. Like, I don't see it being a roller coaster like last year. I see this more of a pretty nice drive. Yeah, we might hit a dip, but then we're going to climb, and hopefully we're climbing when it gets to be December, January.
All the way to Machu Picchu.
That's what we're hoping for. But this isn't going to be a, oh, my God, we're in the canyons getting jeered before the end of the first half, because we can't get a blank in first down.
Yeah.
I just don't envision anything looking like that again this coming season.
I tend to agree. All right, let's play some trivia.
You see that mountain in the back? For anyone that's on the video screen, I think it's called Machu Picchu. It's not Machu. It's
bless
something
you.
Bigger. I look at that and I think there ain't no way old T's.
Thank you.
There ain't
Thank
no way Jesse. Old T's climbing up that mountain. But old T did. And I'm going to tell you something. There was plenty of chances where I looked at it and I looked at my son, I looked at my brother, and I said, I can't do this. But what did I do? I kept going. And you know what I ended up doing? I did it. And that brings me a lot of joy right there. Even though that looks like a huge challenge, a lot of joy. That's what the Packers are looking at right now. Packers are looking, they're at the bottom of that, and they ain't looking at it saying, I don't know if I can do that. They're saying, let's get up there. Let's climb. And that's this picture is a really good indicator of San Francisco, too. Because I guarantee you, San Francisco got all the way to that pinnacle, and then before they could put the flag up top Achu Picchu, it slid down the hill. And they're chasing it, and they're like, oh, my God, I got to go all the way down. I got to go all the way down to Machu and climb back through there, and now I got a whole nother. I got to go through the heat. I got to go through all this. I got to repack. I got to do this whole blanket climb again. And I don't know if I'm going to have the same crew portering the luggage up there.
Portering.
That's a monster challenge, whereas the Packers are looking at it saying, oh, baby, we almost got there. We're getting there now. San Francisco's probably looking at it like, all right, let's sludge back up there. And I would much rather be the young team saying, I'd rather be Max Tauscher. Max Tauscher's the Packers. I'm San Francisco. Max Tauscher's, look, give me 50 bags. I'm going. Old T's stopping at every little jut in the road saying, I don't know if I can do this, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if I can get this done. Give me another hiking stick. Let me crawl through here. Oh, I'm going to take a break here. Whereas Max is like, I'm getting to the top, and then we're going to get moving. We're going to keep going, boom, boom, boom. I'd rather be Max T than Mark T when it comes to Machu Picchu.
Did you just third person yourself with the name Mark?
Yes.
That's a first. If you can't make it to Machu Picchu, you can't climb Achu Picchu. I can't believe I got nothing from you on the God bless you or the bless you. I'm very disappointed in that. But if you can't and you want to do it and you don't have the money to do it, well, guess what? The folks at Fortrea would love to have you in for one of their clinical trials, and they'd love to give you all kinds of cash you can spend on your trip to Machu Picchu.
And the thing I've learned about Fortrea, we've been working with Fortrea for a while. We love it. That they are a great partner, and they have great opportunities, skinny, big, whatever it might be, male, female, all kinds of opportunities. Obviously, I'm a little on the heftier side, so I trend that way. And Fortrea's got a bunch of studies that are going to get you. And the variants now. I'm seeing all this new variants. There's phone interviews. There's I can do 10 days. I can do 100 days. I can make 30-some thousand. It's fun. And the studies we have today, healthy adults, ages 18 to 65, BMI 18 to 34 study, one overnight stay, 10 follow-ups, 3 phoners, and you can be compensated up to $6,805 for your time and participation. Studies all over the place on this website. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
Let's play some trivia. It is Wednesday. That means it's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. That means we will take caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 right now for trivia. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I normally get excited about first-time contestants, no matter who they are. But given this guy's contributions to this show...
Hoffer?
No, I think he's a special contributor, and he'll have some opportunities to work his way up the rankings. But, you know, this ain't the Hall of Very Good. This is the Hall of Fame. But when it comes to his Photoshop work... He is elite. We'll see if he's trivia elite. Let's welcome him, as he's referred to by Jesse, a first-time contestant. It is Greg, the Photoshop guy. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Do you consider yourself an elite Photoshop guy?
I didn't until Touch called me out for being an average one for the Gutenator, and then I stepped up my game a little bit.
You did, and you did.
Your
you answered
Gutenator
the challenge.
Got so much better. Greg, can you admit your Gutenator got much better the second time around?
Yeah, for sure. I was trying to get it out quickly, like you said, and take a little time and do it right.
Yep. Sure. Haste makes waste.
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right, here we go. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Hey, Greg, what's your favorite one that you've done? Because this Quick Trip chicken one, pretty good.
Yeah,
I think the Gutenator with which one? The Quick Trip?
Yeah, that one. And then there was one you picking up Coors Light cans on one of the mountains. Oh, I forget which one it was, but damn,
I
never.
That Vegas one, too. That's good.
Yeah.
You got a lot of good stuff.
It's been really good.
I'm sure we'll provide more fodder as we continue. So.
If you guys ever do a Hall of Really Good, I'll be in it. So.
Well, no. Hey, we're going to have annual
what
classes.
What a shot. Yeah, you just can't help yourself, Jason.
What?
You took another shot at shot
it,
there.
You can have Jordan Love's not going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame either yet. He's off to a good start. So is Greg.
That's fair. Okay.
I'm not taking shots at Greg because we need him, frankly. All right, Greg, here we go. Trivia. Question number one. Road America, the National Park of Speed, is located in which of these Wisconsin cities? Elkhart Lake.
I guess it's not a choice.
He was going to guess without you giving clues, but you went too fast, Jason.
Well, that's what they do at Road America. Man. They go fast.
That is true. And it's in? Greg, where is it at?
Elkhart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jesse, we're not going to get to
it. Way to ruin it, Jason.
Roomington. Yeah, now who's throwing shots? All right, Greg.
So is Elkhart, is it actually a, just wait a second, is this actually a national park, or is it just a
It is not actually a national park.
Marketing.
I was going to say, we got to go get our passport stamped if it's a national park. You know?
All right, Greg, question two, you're going to need the choices, I'm sorry, because of the structure. Longitudinally... Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest east? Farthest east. Of course, they're all on the western edge of the state, so this is a tough one. Is it La Crosse, Eau Claire, or River Falls? Which one farthest east?
I will go River Falls.
Taushi?
I'm going to say Eau Claire.
Congratulations. Together, you touched it. At least...
Is it lacrosse?
Well,
it seems too easy.
According to the answers I've been provided, it is lacrosse. We will fact check that.
I don't like promising anything. I'm very confident it's lacrosse.
So Eau Claire is further north. And I thought it juts back out.
To the west,
I thought, because Wisconsin kind of does a little jutting. It doesn't jut out?
No, it does jut, but Eau Claire's part of the jut going west.
Farthest east.
Oh. Yeah.
Farthest
River east. Falls is right on the border on the river. Eau Claire's a little closer. You come south and east a little more, and you get to La Crosse, which is also on the border of Wisconsin, but it just juts the other way.
Oh.
Indeed. See
what, I had River Falls in the wrong spot. That's on me. Yeah. Okay.
You both got it wrong. Greg, let's bounce back and try and get into the hall of not terrible. It's okay. We're going to bounce back here. All right, Greg, question three is this. Ahoy, mateys! Yar, the Pirates are in town from Pittsburgh. Which of these Wisconsin high schools be nicknamed the Pirates? Is it Fall River, River Valley, or Fox Valley Lutheran?
River Valley.
Are you sure? Taush?
River Falls?
That's not even one of the choices. Fall River, the Pirates.
Fall River, I meant.
Jesse, what is River Valley and what is Fox Valley Lutheran?
Yar, I don't remember, but Greg, I do have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Go ahead.
What did the pirate say when he got his leg stuck in the freezer?
I don't know that one.
I thought this one would be obvious. Shiver me timbers!
Nah.
That's pretty good. No, that's pretty good.
Greg, you are a valuable member of the Wildy and Tausch community. Your photoshopping work is outstanding. You have a chance someday, if you keep taking your vitamins, saying your prayers like Hulk Hogan taught us, to make it into the Hall of Fame. For now, you have one correct answer. That means you got two entries into the drawing on Friday. We appreciate everything you do for our show, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, that is trivia.
I really thought we'd get a love you guys from...
Well, again, I'm not...
He's mad about you. He's mad about you.
Great show, mad about you. Yeah, Paul Reiser.
He seemed like
Ellen
he
Hunt.
Was in a good mood until you told him he was Hall of
Fame. Yeah,
then
Wildy
good.
Totally ruined yeah. it. I hope... Greg, just make sure you know that I fully appreciate what you do.
Are you picking up the mantle? Who are you leaving out of the Hall of Fame to get Greg in after
no,
his
no, no, no. I'm not saying he should be a first ballot. I'm not saying
okay, then
he
what's
should
the
be
deal?
In this year. Well, I'm just telling you hurt his feelings. I can tell. Like, his feelings were hurt.
Hey, this ain't the Hall of Good Feelings. This is the Hall of Fame, man.
This coming from the most sensitive dude on earth. That's funny.
Yeah.
That
look,
that.
The fact that my high school put me in the Hall of Fame tells you it's not that hard. So we will see what happens with Greg in future classes, but we're in the narrowing down process, and I will continue to do that. I know this: if the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association has a Hall of Fame, Steve the Homer True better darn well be in it. And he is going to join us coming up next. I want to remind you, if you want Hall of Fame customer service in your bank, You gotta go to Associated Bank. They've got the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. They just got another J.D. Power Award to put in their trophy case. But they also have early pay where you get your money up to 2 days early with direct deposit from your employer. And, of course, they've got Packers checking. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We will speak with Uncle Homer next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right. Whatever you do, make sure do it right. Making love, I'm starting the schoolyard
fight. You know what that music means. It means that the star of the Homer Hour, which is allegedly the best 60 minutes of your day, on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, the voice of Marquette men's basketball, and the co-host of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip, is joining us now. Duke Tomato and the All-Star Frogs presents Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Man, he's good. He's as good today as the first time I heard him at Vegetable Buddies in 1974.
So is Duke Tomato still playing gigs? Like, is he still traveling?
I believe so, yes. I can't say that I've checked recently, but I'm sure if he was dead, someone would tell me. I believe he's still performing. He might be close to his 80s, I think.
Can we book him for your 70th birthday bash?
No.
Why not?
I mean, you can. I won't be there. People can do whatever they want. I'm not going.
He's
I don't
your
want
guy.
A 70th birthday bash. I know he's
Why
my
not?
Guy. He can come some other time. I don't know. I'll go get him some. I'll go watch him.
So you're telling me
if I want to go see him?
You're telling me
yes.
Nancy puts together a little guest list for all your adoring friends and family.
I'm not going. I'm not going. She's been told that. She already did it on the 60th birthday, and I said, fine, you got that one. We're done. Do whatever you want.
Why?
People can do whatever they want to honor me. I ain't coming, but they can do what they want.
He's kind of a jerk.
You throw a party but not show up for your own party, huh?
Sure, yeah. If I tell them ahead of time I'm not coming, then it's on them. People want to thank me. I give my cell phone number, 414-308-4785. Call me anytime you want. Thank me. Send me stuff. But that's where it is. So that's it.
What if it was an event to celebrate the life and career of Duke Tomato, who was one of the early members of REO Speedwagon, which I learned when I was looking
him
up.
Yeah, I'm going there. Yes, I'm going there. I mean, and if then Duke shows up, Duke may have the same opinion as I do. But if
and
Duke
he brings
there,
out a birthday cake for Steve the Homer
right.
Truth.
Thank you. Yes, finishing my idea. Thank you.
If it's sneaky like that, I might not come. But that's the kind of thing you'd have
to. But you won't know.
Now I know it's possible, but so nice. That'd be a decent attempt, yeah.
I find that really funny because you crave attention. Like, you do. You crave attention. Is that a fair assessment? You send out tweets, listen to the show, you know, you do all this, and then you don't have any interest. You host all these. You MC more charity events than anybody I know. You're out there doing great things.
Hold on. I MC nothing. I am the auctioneer.
What do you mean?
I do not do MC work.
I've seen you do MC work at charity functions. I've seen.
Whatever. When the auction starts, I may come up there and do something. I'm definitely not an MC. I turned down MC work. I have no desire. If you're the MC, you got to be there too much of the evening. I don't want to be there the whole night. Tell me when the auction is. I'm there. Let's roll. And there are minor exceptions, but they are exceptions. Yeah. MC work. People ask. No, I don't do it. But where were we?
Okay. I don't know.
We were reliving Duke Tomato's incredible career, which began on the south side of Chicago.
I never discussed that with him. I knew him only as a blues guy from the south side of Chicago, yes.
Is it because he spent a lot of time in Indiana? You guys are both Indiana guys?
I mean, I have.
Seems to
no
me like you barely
background.
Know this guy. Frankly,
yeah, I think this relationship is.
Yes, I would say it's. I barely know it. Somebody was set it up, so he wrote the Brett Favre song. I didn't ask him personally, and then I became aware that he did a weekly song for the Indianapolis Colts on the national show. Tom and something for Peyton Manning when Peyton Manning was with the Colts. So clearly, others saw his talent as I did. So,
yeah,
and the time I did see him in Milwaukee, I said. Where are the All-Star Frogs? He says, wow, you've been gone a long time. They died, I don't know, 15 years ago. He was not cordial in his response to my they had become the Duke Tomato Power Trio by then. So I think in my discussions I talked with the members of the band more than him. But
I think it's time to get him on as a guest on the Homer Hour. You can ask him about his record labels, which included Warner Brothers, Blind Pig, and J-Bird Records, which I did not know
there was a
label.
I have J-Bird Records. I have a couple of. I think the last CD I have of his is J-Bird Records. I have a couple.
Sounds like copyright infringement on me.
No, sorry, Duke. The show is too tight. We don't have time for you.
All right. So we were discussing with the doctor of football earlier and now with you. This idea.
I love talking to him. He's good. Can I ask you a question about Brian Bulaga?
Sure.
Okay. So I think he's very smart, very good. I don't know that he, like, Couch has the crazy man part to him. I think there are things in Couch's life that he's done that are crazy. I'm not sure Brian Bulaga has ever done anything crazy. I think he's smart, but I think he's, Couch, am I right? What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Finish your statement.
What do you mean?
You have to.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
You don't
Bulaga
think he has,
be a part of?
Bulaga has fun, but I think he is definitely more regimented.
Fun? Yeah. Yes. What was his idea? What is
trips.
His idea of fun?
I think he likes traveling. I think he likes donkeys and orange groves. I think he likes his family. I don't think he is going to go and have 17 Coors Lights and go to a Dave Matthews concert. I don't think that's where he – that's not his comfort zone.
It's not where he lives.
Yeah, I want to know the wildest thing Bulaga has ever done in his life.
That's a great topic for you guys to discuss.
Well, no, but you know him better than I do.
Well, but we still have to ask him.
Yeah, you'd have to ask him. I can't answer that for you.
What's the wildest thing you've ever seen Bulaga do?
It's a good question. You put me on the spot.
I don't believe he was ever at a bar and was so wasted that they had to call an Uber or somebody.
No, I don't think so either. But I'll say this. I've seen him beat A-Rod in a front nine at Kohler. I saw him beat him handily as a 12 handicap.
How'd the quarterback handle that?
And he was not pleased, and he was really not pleased with me either. So that,
why is that?
That I saw.
No. Why was he not pleased with you?
Because I was his partner, and I wasn't getting off the tee very well. And I think after the second duff, old boy gave me that
Bulaga didn't run the right route, get your blank together. It was a team thing. Bulaga didn't beat Rodgers. It was a team thing.
Well,
No,
he beat him straight up. It was a team thing, but it was best ball, handicapped, and Bulaga beat him without using the handicap on that nine.
Wow.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what happened on the back nine because that's not as flattering to Blue. It's more flattering to A-Rod.
He got crushed, but so what? He whooped him for nine straight up. He got that forever.
Oh yeah, he whooped him big time for nine. It was a fun day for everybody but me and A-Rod.
Yeah. Because I don't think there's anything wild that, like, the two wildest things I ever did, I threw up in a girl's hair once, and then I quit college after a year at Wisconsin to go live in California and play tennis. I mean, there's two just make no sense, whatever. I don't think Bulaga's on that. You, on the other hand, I think you got some stuff that it could be close to that.
Yeah, I've had some days. I've had some things that, for sure. I also loved Cal Ripken. No, I threw up in her pants. She was wearing white pants at school, and I wanted to make sure our teacher was going to give us a king-size Snickers bar for everybody that had perfect attendance. I was going to Cal Ripken this thing. I wasn't missing school. I went when I probably shouldn't have. We started singing the Our Father in church, and oh boy, it was not pretty. For Rebecca Kielichetsky, it was not pretty. She had white pants on. It did not end well for Rebecca. I can tell you that right now.
I don't think Jason has anything. I think
Rebecca Kielichetsky?
Kielichetsky.
Yeah, I'm not mentioning the girl's name. I remember it, but I'm not mentioning it on the radio.
And her name became Nancy True.
No. Oh, no.
Can we track down White Pants Kielichetsky?
No, we're not going to. Track her down.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
That's a story. All right, Homer, since you, of all people, have...
I got a question for you now.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right.
Now, what do you got?
I'm on
How do you have such perfect kids that eat all your vegetables?
Stop.
I don't know the answer to that. Jason, what is the answer to that?
It's really them. It's not us. Yeah. What's your question, Steve?
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. But it's genes, so you get some credit. Yeah, it's
Thank you.
Yep. All right, so, like, you've heard of speed bumps. These side streets are putting the speed bumps up now to keep people from going.
It's a good idea.
And there's speed bumps. I am in Tulsa, and it's called a speed table. Why would you call it a speed table? I could show you the sign. Maybe they have the speed bumps are banned in Tulsa, so they have to call it a speed table. It's a speed bump, but it's called a speed table. There are three of them on this side street. Well, got any explanation for that? I bet you've never heard of that before.
I've not, but that was the question.
Well, have you ever heard of speed table?
I'm assuming it's different.
Why it would be called that?
I'm assuming it's styled differently.
No. No, exactly the same.
Well, a table would imply that it's flat. A table, the term table to me would imply that it is flat after you get up on it, and then you go back down, as opposed to just a pure bump that goes, hits the top, and then goes back down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's not. Hold on, let me go up here and check. I don't.
Wait, are you getting out of your car to examine it now?
No.
Like, are
no,
you testing I'm, material I'm for the show
right
while you're driving
to,
around Tulsa?
Right up now to the speed table because I'm thinking, yeah, it might be
doing?
A little. It's not as sharp an angle
Homer.
As the speed bump Homer. In the city of
doing?
Milwaukee. Yeah,
he's a man on the street. Literally, it's a man on the street interview.
You aren't okay, Tausch. Tell me you wouldn't go over the street and see speed table three times, and the next day on your show you would lead with, Jason. You won't believe this. You got it. What's this world coming to? What the hell is this?
What the hell's a speed table? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's the speed table? You would have led Jason. Would he have led the show with it?
He would have. Yeah, especially if it happened just on his drive into the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios.
Right.
No
and
doubt.
I'm on the way to pick up my granddaughter at 11 o'clock.
You guys are probably right.
I'll go over it again. Yeah, you can drive a little faster. If I tried to go 30 over it, it wouldn't be. Maybe there's a limit to how high it can be in Tulsa. Yeah, that's much easier. All right.
Okay, this has been delightful. I will talk to you later today.
I don't know. I legit don't know what the heck we just did. Rick.
We covered some interesting ground. There's no doubt about it.
We definitely covered ground.
Hey, Tauscher, you pride yourself on such things. Bye.
What?
And now he's gone.
What the?
He's
what
gone.
Did he say?
Tauscher, you pride yourself on such segments. That was the quote.
I do enjoy that, but I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
You just
like
weren't.
A speed table. I'm thinking, is there somebody with do they put a gun underneath there so they can measure your speed? And if you get it, then they can take a VIN on your car and send you a ticket. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He's talking about speed bumps, but they're flatter. That's what I think he's trying to say, right?
That is exactly what he was saying. Yeah, but there's
so what does that have to do
sign,
with anything we were talking about?
I think again, I don't want to translate for you, but I think what he's saying is: have you ever seen a sign that doesn't say speed bump ahead? It says speed table ahead.
I have not.
And I feel like if you saw that, you would say, "Well, that's weird. I'm going to bring that up on the show." So, in fairness to him. Okay. I'd be curious to know how fast he's going over it, how bold he is. Did we cover the typical topics that we might cover on this during our time with him? Probably not. But,
you know,
we did get him puking in a girl's hair and you puking on someone's white pants. So if you're rating the segment, I would say it's pretty high.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And you know what else is pretty good? Johnson & Sons Paving. And you're talking speed tables, speed bumps. You're talking asphalt maintenance. Oh, Johnson & Sons Paving has you covered. Summer's here, but before you know it, you'll be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
The 11 o'clock hour is not next. We still have one more
it's 11 o'clock.
Portion of the program
11,
left
right?
In the 10 o'clock hour. Which I was planning on devoting to Johnson & Sons Paving. But be that as it may, more Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Like, share, and follow ESPN Madison everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more great content from ESPN Madison. This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. But I want-
to the 11 o'clock hour momentarily. I don't know. What was the white girl, white pants girl's name again?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said the name. It's
why?
Becky K. We'll
she had a fun name.
It is. I'm just going to say Becky K.
Well, if Becky Rebecca K. wanted to K. pursue some sort of legal suit against the puker who should not have gone to school that day, you know who she should call? Gruble
Offices. Still got that Snickers bar, too.
Yeah, well.
I had to go home at halftime. I had to go home.
And they didn't count that for perfect attendance?
No. But I'll tell you what, some really good lessons learned. Keep competing.
Or keep don't competing. Go to school when you're sick. Be thoughtful of your classmates and let your parents just get you a king-size Snickers bar for your efforts.
In this case, don't keep your eyes on the prize.
Yeah, or on the girl's pants in front of you. She did not pursue any sort of legal avenues, but if she did, she should call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. David and his team for over 35 years involved in our communities and winning case after case after case. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more or just make that one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.